AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Attorney General Merrick Garland is denying claims from an IRS whistleblower that the Justice Department interfered with the investigation into Hunter Biden.
A GOP-led House panel released a transcript yesterday from an IRS official who, among other things, said Garland denied U.S. Attorney David Weiss's request to be named special counsel.
Mr. Weiss never made that request to me.
Garland says Weiss has always had full authority to make all decisions in the Hunter Biden case on his own.
In fact, more authority than a special counsel would have.
The IRS whistleblower transcript also included a message Hunter Biden sent to a business associate alluding to, quote, sitting with his father, seemingly suggesting Joe Biden was aware of his business dealings. The president has said he's never talked with his son about his foreign business, and asked if the president stands by that, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said very little.
Nothing has changed, and I will leave it there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five former Memphis police officers charged in the beating death of Tyree Nichols have made a brief court appearance as a judge considers which records should be released to the public. The five have pleaded not guilty to charges, including second-degree murder in the beating of the 29-year-old Nichols on January 7th. He died in the hospital 3 days later. In an interview with WATN-TV, Nichols' brother, Jamal Dupree, says he's still struggling.
It hurts, you know, and just seeing my mom just really deteriorating still.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed into law a bill to protect doctors in the state who prescribe abortion pills to patients in other states where the procedure is outlawed. She signed the law today, a year after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the nationwide right to abortion. This is AP News. At a two-day summit in Paris, world leaders and finance bosses are to release a to-do list to help developing countries better tackle climate change and poverty.
Organizers say the gathering will end with a summary of commitments, including a roadmap for what to expect from the upcoming meeting of the Group of 20 major economies and the UN Climate Conference later this year. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged to deliver a to-do list that should be accompanied by a progress tracking tool. Climate envoy John Kerry has told the Associated Press the conference would aim to come out with some results that are specific to how you can mobilize finance in a bid to reduce emissions faster. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On display at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum are nine empty boxes that should be holding medals. They belong to members of the U.S. figure skating team that finished second in Beijing last year, but have not received their medals, while a doping case involving a Russian skater plays out. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.